USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran expressed fury over the killing of their top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, blaming it on Israel and the United States. His death may complicate President-elect Biden's intent to restore the Iranian nuclear deal. An unidentified American official, along with two other intelligence officers, said that Israel was behind the attack on the scientist. It was unclear how much the United States may have known about the operation beforehand. San Francisco's mayor, London Breed, announced on Twitter Saturday, because of a surge in coronavirus cases, they're going to place the city back in the state's most restrictive purple tier, signaling new rules starting Monday. The city also issued a travel advisory warning residents not to travel outside the country. Mayor Breed also included, "I don't know how to be more clear. This is the most dangerous time we face during this pandemic. Do not travel or gather with others." Last night's Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. boxing match ended in a draw. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accuses four firms in China and Russia of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program. The United States on Friday announced economic sanctions on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed a Republican lawsuit seeking to invalidate more than 2.5 million votes cast by mail in the general election. Justices on the state's high court ruled unanimously late Saturday that Republican petitioners waited too long to file their suit against Act 77, the 2019 law that established universal mail voting in Pennsylvania.
The rebels on our left are our prisoners, and the lawsuit came out of light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised, but why?
He is as clumsy as he is stupid.
Although James Earl Jones provided the voice for the space villain, it was David Prowse, 6'7" frame, that hid beneath Vader's armor in the Star Wars franchise. In 2018, David was in a battle with prostate cancer and was announced Sunday he has died. He was 85 years of age. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Meet George Jetson.
Ah, the memories. George Jetson getting mauled by the dog on the treadmill. We would laugh and laugh, and Jane the wife always got the cash on the dash. We Americans had a lot of expectations back in the day. The big one, flying cars by 2020. I know, right? So drop what you're doing, sell the house, and let's move to New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. Because that's where you'll find Republican Sherman Packard, a New Hampshire House of Representative from the Rockingham 5 District. Because of this man's efforts, flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. You heard me right. Flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. In a recent sit-down interview with New Hampshire Public Radio, Representative Packard said there was nothing on the books that would have allowed this type of vehicle on the road. To allow them to even exist in New Hampshire, we had to pass this type of legislation. Executive Director Jeff Rapsis of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire says the first wave of flying cars probably won't distract traditional traffic, and so will prove an easy law for motorists to adapt to. The only downside, no one makes flying cars in 2020. Don't fret, my friends. The future is near, and when flying cars finally get to market, the state law in New Hampshire will permit their flight on state roads. Thank you, New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.